You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we were talking about in the previous hour hernia surgeries. And what would you expect when you had to recover? All right, because some of you have been putting off your hernia surgery because you think you'll have to miss a couple weeks of work, etc. Well, for the most part, you remember you're not going to be able to drive right away. After your surgery, they're going to tell you no driving anywhere from a few days to a couple weeks. Why? They don't want to bust the stitches. And we just talked about how a lot of times with these lower hernia surgeries, you're going to have a mesh. That mesh is to help solidify and strengthen and buttress that abdominal wall. When you have a hernia and you have a weakness in your abdominal wall, we just don't sew the muscle together because you're going to be weak in another part. If the muscle was weak to begin with, you're going to be weak in another part. So we put a mesh there to try to give you some really good strength. Well, that mesh has to be sewed in, and you need those stitches to take. You start to move. You start to flinch. You start to slam on the brakes and jolt. You could bust a stitch. So even if your doctor thinks you could go to work, that doesn't necessarily mean you could be the one to drive, or you could be a passenger. So keep in mind, okay? There's no specific time many surgeons will tell you when to drive because of liability. God forbid they say, you know what, you'll be fine in a few days if you get into an accident. So for the most part, they're going to say no driving for a week or two. So if you do have, let's say, a desk job at work and you do have a spouse who could take you, make sure they don't hit any speed bumps if they take you and they get you in and they get you sitting in the chair. But keep in mind, if something falls off the desk, you're not really supposed to go and reach for it, okay? Sitting. Sometimes sitting could be very painful. And remember, we also want you to move around a little bit and not get a blood clot. So thinking that you could just park it at your desk for 8 hours still may not be the best thing for you. Also keep in mind, your bowel movements may be a little more off. You got to take in a lot of fluids. And certain positions may not be good. For some of you with the hernia surgery, you need to not have anything pressing on your abdomen. So lying supine on your back may be the best position for you. So again, even if you have a sit-down job, don't be shocked if your doctor says, nah, you know, we don't want you to go. Now, many of you have stairs, and you ask me, Dr. Dahlia, if I have surgery, when am I allowed to go up the stairs? Some of you will be told no stairs. And I'm not talking for hernia surgery. It could be cardiac surgery. It could be bypass surgery, etc. So some of you will be told, no, you're going to sleep downstairs. You're going to be downstairs. For many of you, though, we're going to say it's okay. For many of you, we will, in surgery, have you tightened up so much that you should be able to navigate a stair or a step every now and then. But if you're going to be in the position where you're going to have to go up and down the stairs all the time because there's no bathroom or the food, etc., I would recommend making sure you have the food and your drink and everything upstairs, or just camp out downstairs for the first few days. All right. There are many sites explaining to you about hernias and post-operative repair. I'm getting this one from herniaspecialist.com. It's actually very good. They also recommend lifting. For the first week, your lifting is limited to 20 pounds. Gradually increase to 40 pounds by 2 weeks, and after a month, it should be unrestricted. Those sutures should be dissolved. Things should have already been, any dissolvable sutures should be dissolved. Any stitches anchoring should already have the fibrosed tissue set in, and things should be pretty tight by then. But keep in mind, 20 pounds is heavy. If you have a kid that's 20 pounds and kicking or whatever, we're probably going to tell you, even if you can lift 20 pounds, not your kid. Don't be lifting your kid. Your kid could kick. Your kid could scratch out the stitch without you even realizing. Okay? Most full duties can be resumed after a hernia by about 2 weeks. We could pretty much let you go back to work unless you're a bellhop or a baggage handler or a heavy construction worker. We may keep you out longer. Keep in mind, you really want this thing to cook and to set in. You're having a hernia surgery is a pain in the butt. because you got to take off work to begin with. You want to make sure it holds. You know, a lot of us, when we get plastic surgery, we can't wait to go out and do things, etc. But the last thing you want to do is ruin some plastic surgery. So, you know, the plastic surgeon will sometimes scare you into not smoking, not eating badly, not moving. So you really get this sucker to take. Because, again, you don't want any poor healing. You don't want any poor scarring. Have I had surgical wounds open up? Yes. And it is scary stuff when that happens. All right? Walking. For the most part, we don't mind you walking a little bit. We want you getting up to go to the bathroom. We want you walking around. We want to make sure you don't get a blood clot for the most part walking. Doing, however, a workout will probably say no. We probably won't have you start working out till a few weeks later. All right? And by workouts, we'll probably have you work out the body part that wasn't sutured. Keep in mind, though, if you do have any abdominal surgery, you're doing arm lifts or leg lifts will still affect the abdomen. So you don't want to overdo it. Many people ask about sex. When can you have sex after surgery? Most of the time, we really won't let you do it within the first week. After the first week or two, we'll probably allow you to. There was some controversy on when to allow sex after heart surgery. For the most part, we'll let you have sex a few weeks after heart surgery. We will. Because if you really think about it, with heart surgery, we are going to slowly start doing cardiac rehab and exercise. But again, you got to talk to your doctor. Don't say, Dr. Dolly said we could have sex. Talk to your cardiac doctor to make sure you know. Lungs, you got to take deep breaths. You need to take deep breaths. First, you were under anesthesia. Second, if you aren't moving around, you're not taking big deep breaths. And what are you more at risk for if you don't take big deep breaths? Pneumonia. So we're going to have you take big deep breaths. And it's going to hurt. Okay? It's going to hurt because your abdomen muscles are used, abdominal muscles are used when you breathe. Keep in mind, you're going to have wound care. You're going to have to take care of that wound. Dressing changes usually have to be done, within the first couple days because you're going to have bleeding. Some of you may have a drain, some of you not, depending on what type of surgery you have. For the most part, with hernia surgeries, pretty much you'll either have staples down there or they may be able to do some internal absorbable stitches, and then you'll have some Steri-Strips on there, like little Band-Aids, but they last. Usually the Steri-Strips will fall off by themselves. You do not have to pick them off, and don't pick them off. Many of you will get to shower after a couple days, but no soaking. We don't want the wound underwater. All right, does that make some sense? So that's kind of overall some post-operative type stuff. Don't go away. We're going to talk about a lot more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do. All right, so headline here. Less than one half of U.S. adults are now covered by employer-sponsored health insurance. Big shock there. With Obamacare, we were supposed to fix the uninsured problem, and we were supposed to insure 35 million Americans. True, it's not 2014, but the trend was supposed to be moving towards that. That's why Congress haphazardly passed the bill, and we are now dealing with the aftermath of it. And no shock to us that many adults are not getting on employers' health insurance. They say less than one half of adults in the United States received health insurance through their employer in 2012, but the market showed signs of stabilizing after 3 years of decline. And I kind of get that. I mean, most of the employers that fired us already fired us. And most of the hiring freezes that went into play during the recession, while we're still in the recession, are kind of still at play. So, and any employer who decided to get rid of health insurance, I think already decided that. So somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, look at the good. Okay, we expected with Obamacare that most employers would, cancel insurance. I mean, if we have half our working population covered, that's better than what many of us expected. Now, it's not what the liberals expected. Again, they wanted Obamacare to cover everybody. But for those of us who kind of understood what the health insurance market is and understood what the job market is, we expected a lot. You know, I got to admit, you got to kind of look at the glasses half full. 50% of our workers did not lose health insurance because of Obamacare. That's not that bad. Now, it doesn't say Obamacare is good, but we expected a lot more disastrous numbers. All right, so half of you are going to have your health insurance. But, of course, in the media, we always look at the glasses half empty. So half of you still don't have health insurance. What the hell are you going to do? The Gallup survey said employer-sponsored insurance covered just under 45% of U.S. adults last year, down from 49% in 2008. The biggest loss, so less than one half. Okay, so only 45% have insurance, 55%. Okay, that to me is seeming a little bit more realistic. The biggest losses occurred among people earning less than $90,000 per year and among minorities. But they say the good news is 2012 data show little change from 2011. Meanwhile, over the same five-year period, the number of Americans receiving government-sponsored health coverage like Medicare, Medicaid, veterans programs topped the 25% mark from about 23% in 2008. So we are going to, by 2014, see more people on Medicaid. We're going to see more people on Medicare, and I am hoping they expand veteran programs. They need to. There's not enough out there to take care of our heroes. And Medicaid is supposed to be expanded by this law. States can do it. States can opt out, et cetera. My guess is states are going to do it, especially if the feds are going to give us money to do it. Fine. The feds are going to help pay. Let's expand Medicaid to get more people covered. I want as many people covered as possible that we could pay for, okay? Mind you. But we have completely, right, misconstrued. Well, you and I haven't, but Washington has completely misconstrued this whole government, this whole employee-sponsored health insurance. You cannot force employers who are cash-strapped in the middle of a recession to come out with the dough to pay for people's health insurance when health insurance has now skyrocketed because of Obamacare. Employers cannot afford you and your health insurance. Okay? So employers will either hire you part-time, they'll either not have the health insurance, or they'll just hire less and not hire people back. Which is why one of the biggest detriments to our economy has been Obamacare. Because why would an employer increase their payroll at this point in time unless they could be assured that the money's going to be coming in? Right now, I would love to hire two more nurses. I really, really want to hire two more nurses, but I'm scared to death of the summer coming up. Okay? I mean, how do you hire more unless you hire and fire? And then that still doesn't solve the health insurance issue. Remember, my biggest beef with our health insurance problem and crisis and why we didn't fix it is not only are we not employing people, but we aren't figuring out how to save people's insurance. You could hand insurance out to people. You could find employers to give people insurance. But what is in this bill? What do we have in our system to help you keep your insurance? If you get hired for seasonal hiring and then you get fired, you still don't have health insurance. If I hire a couple nurses now, and some of us felt a little bit of a lift after Christmas, we decide to hire a couple nurses. Summertime comes and we're in a drought and we don't have business, those people get fired. Again, what happens to their health insurance? Now, maybe Washington knew this all along, which is what we've talked about, and this will allow them to come in with a public option. They would love to be in charge of everybody's health insurance and then have a public option that people can just go and purchase themselves. Some people think it's a good idea. They go, good, now employers don't have to be responsible. I am no fan of the public option because I think I know what it would cover and a lot more about what it wouldn't cover, and I think it's going to promise a lot more than it could carry out, and I think the government is going to be just too in over its head on this one. But I do love the idea of getting our health insurance out of the hands of the employers. The employers don't want it. They don't want the expense of giving you health insurance. They don't want the power over your healthcare destiny. They don't want to be sued because they fired you for a job not well done and you claim it was because of health insurance. Employers should have nothing to do with your health insurance. It is none of their business about your birth control. All right. I mean, when the Catholic hospitals were upset and certain Catholic organizations were upset about having to deal with birth control or paying for coverage that covers birth control, I don't blame them. And you guys shouldn't blame them either. Nobody wants to be involved with your birth control or your uterus or your prostate. Employers should be completely out of it. This is something I keep saying. And here we are. Employers are trying to get out of it. The fact that only 45% of us have employer-based insurance and 55% don't, it shows employers want absolutely nothing to do with your health insurance. They don't want to know about it. They don't want to pay for it. And it shows. It shows the fact that they could fire you and you lose your health insurance. That's why we're in this mess, because a lot of you got fired and you lost your health insurance. And when companies started to go bankrupt, they said, you know what? Well, we need some employees, but none of the extras, none of the 401s, none of the health insurance, dental insurance, less paid time leave, less sick leave. So, you know, we're kind of digging this hole. And I'm not surprised. So what do you do? I mean, it's really expensive. When we tried to get health insurance for the family, it was horribly expensive. Now, Obamacare preventing health insurance from charging you or preventing you to join them because of pre-existing is going to help a lot of us. It's one of the very few things in Obamacare that was a positive. But with every positive, there's a negative. All right. I do not know how this is going to work with health insurance companies now forcing to take you with pre-existing. The reason why health insurance has been able to be a business for so long is because they reap in the premiums when you don't need them. So if you only sign up for health insurance when you need it, then they never had a chance to collect premiums during your healthy days. And you being told that you have cardiac disease, you're going to need a bypass. Now you're about to go on insurance. Not going to be good for the health insurance companies. Not that I'm playing a violin for them. But it's going to be very interesting to see how do you insure somebody for a few hundred dollars a month if they come to you with a breast lump or they come to you after being diagnosed with rectal bleeding. They come to you when they're 55 years old as opposed to 35 years old. That's why Obamacare extended health insurance to the young people. They needed young people putting money into the health insurance system. Well, young people may say, why the hell do I need to do that? If the insurance will take me with pre-existing, then I don't need to buy health insurance now. So, I mean, my guess is the insurance companies are going to have some sort of a stipulation because there is no way to live on $200 a month taking care of a person who is now going to need a $70,000 surgery. These companies are going to go under. Again, that might be exactly what the government wanted because then they get to take over healthcare. But, you know, we do need to look at the economics. Saying insurance companies, no more caps, no more pre-existing, it helps a lot of us and we all loved it. But economically, how is that really going to work? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we were talking about this Choosing Wisely campaign last week where doctors are recommending, doctors of multiple specialties have joined up with Consumer Reports to come up with recommendations on ways to test less. Saying, we shouldn't be, screening people for heart disease that don't have any heart problems. And I talked about how that's pretty scary because most people with heart issues don't have the typical symptoms, you know, so the neck pain or the toothache or something could actually be a heart issue, believe it or not. So, one group is trying to, or many groups are trying to work towards cutting back costs, here we have another study saying heavy smokers should probably be screened with a CAT scan. This is probably the fourth time we've heard this in the last 4 or 5 months. According to researchers, if all current and former smokers who meet the criteria were screened using low-dose CT, 12,000 lung cancer deaths a year could be prevented. If just 70% of those people were screened, an estimated 8,000 deaths could be averted annually. Now, this is being published in the journal Cancer. So as we're trying to save money with healthcare, you have researchers going, well, this test is better. This test is better. Now, lung cancer, of all the cancers, is still the leading cause of cancer death for men and women, and the most common form of cancer, even over breast, over prostate, over colon. It is still lung cancer. Even with us getting you guys off smoking, even with those horrible pictures that the government wants to force tobacco companies to put on their, cigarette cartons, it is still the number one killer. Okay? So maybe we've improved a little bit. And the problem, the reason why lung cancer is the number one killer is by the time it finally shows up, a lot of times it's more higher stage. Remember, we're not allowed to, as doctors, screen you with chest x-rays. We are not being told how to screen. So you start to cough up blood, or you start to lose weight, or you start to feel tired. And then we say, well, to hell with this. I'm going to do a chest x-ray. I don't give a damn what the recommendations do. And then we see a mass on the chest x-ray. That sucker could already be longer stage. Now, I was taught when I went to school by an oncologist that you chest x-ray every smoker twice a year. CAT scans at the time were starting to become popular. But, again, nothing we could get an insurance company to cover judiciously. So this oncologist said your smokers x-ray twice a year. Now, I don't do that. All right, but if you do smoke, I do offer you a chest x-ray. Hell yeah. All right, because if you are prone to lung cancer because you smoke, or you're in a highly populated area, or you live with a smoker, I want to catch it. Well, over the last few months, researchers have been saying, to hell with the chest x-ray, CAT scan. The CAT scan can pick up nodules. And in the trial, this was done between 2002 and 2009, they found that compared with chest x-rays, these low-dose CAT scans reduced death from lung cancer by 20%. They looked at 53,000 current and former smokers aged 55 to 74. This is being reported by Fox News, who had smoked at least 30 pack years. Now, when we talk about pack years, what we do is we multiply how many packs a day for how many years. So let's say you're a two-pack-a-day smoker for 15 years. That would be called a 30-pack year. So we come up with packers. If you've been smoking 10 years, but one pack a day, you would have a 10-pack-year history. So obviously, the higher the pack-year history, the more at risk you are. Okay? A former smoker was defined as somebody who had quit smoking within the last 15 years. People received three annual screenings using low-dose helical or spiral CT or standard chest x-ray. According to the National Cancer Institute, a helical CAT scan uses x-rays to take a multiple image of the chest. Kind of, you hold your breath for 7 to 15 seconds. Chest x-ray, you hold your breath for less than a second, takes a single image. Now, chest x-rays are less radiation, but they also don't pick up as much. A helical CT really gets more of a 3D dimension of what's going on, as opposed to your chest x-ray, which is a two-dimensional. And also keep in mind, when we do a chest x-ray, your ribs interpose. You could have lung markings. There could be some scar tissue. And so many of you, you'll have a chest x-ray, and the radiologist is now coming back saying, do a CAT scan. I haven't ordered as many CAT scans, not because I want to, but because the radiologists say not good enough. Well, of course, you start to miss, you miss a lung cancer once, you never want to miss it again. And if you're going to now start getting guidelines saying, look, these CTs or these studies coming out saying these CTs are better, it's going to make you think twice about not ordering one. So, keep in mind, you could also get false positives. Okay, I get that. If you are told that you do have a lump or a mass there, then you have a few choices. One is to watch and wait and rescan in a few months. Another is to go and get a biopsy. Now, personally, I like my pulmonary doctors watching all my smokers, okay? Because if they do the scan and they do find that there is something, that they could then go and set up a biopsy of it. But mind you, I mean, false positives can happen. I was told I had a lung mass, but what they did is they said re-CAT scan in 6 months. I re-CAT scanned in 6 months. It didn't grow, thank God. In fact, they could hardly see it. I'm happy. I'm a very happy girl. I'll take it. But it's scary stuff. You know, I mean, I mind you, going to get a CAT scan to look for a mass when you're a smoker, not like going out for ice cream, okay? I get that. It's pretty scary stuff. But what I don't like are these chest x-rays being done, and then the radiologist's like, well, I can't tell, so now go and do a CAT scan. And what if the radiologist missed it? What if they say chest x-ray good? So usually my smokers, I like to do a chest x-ray every year if they want, if they agree. If they don't agree, I don't force it. But I like to at least get something. And based on this, and this is the third or fourth time we've heard this, I think I would like to pursue doing CAT scans on my smokers. Why not? I am sick and tired of inheriting somebody that comes to my practice who already has the cancer. Right? They don't go for years. They're starting to feel tired. Daughter or son is worried about them. They come in. We do an x-ray and we see a mass. Now, mind you, you smokers, we got to watch a lot of stuff. We got to watch colon cancer with you. You need to have a good look in between the mouth. We need to make sure there's no tumors underneath the tongue, on the gum, in the back of the tongue. So those are things, you know, smokers are usually behind the eight ball when it comes to cancer. And so it's weird. You know, you'll have some of my smokers will come in and they just look very desiccated. They look dry. And when they look dry to me, I always worry about cancer. And I don't think it's that nicotine dehydrates you and makes you urinate or, I don't know, but they just look dry. They look more gray. And we're talking about a 30-plus pack year history. I get very nervous. And I know for many of you, you don't want to go to the doctor because you don't want the cancer found. Many of you say, you know what, just let me get the cancer. No. No, dying from cancer is not a fun death. I would rather find it early, treat you, give you a fighting chance, than for many of you that want to throw in the towel. Of course, to quit smoking, we've come up with, on different shows and different segments, little techniques you could do, little foods to help you with cravings. Some of you have tried Wellbutrin. Some of you have tried Zyban, which is Wellbutrin, basically. Some of you have tried Chantix. Some of you have tried the nicotine patch or the nicotine gum. I'm here to tell you that the most successful people said no more, no mas, and they just stopped taking it. They said, to hell with this. And those are the ones that appear to be the most successful. And I'm not saying don't use any of the other crutches that are out there, but don't also have a false sense of them working. Because many of you will do the nicotine patch and go, nope, not didn't work. Well, of course the nicotine patch didn't work. It's not designed to work. Remember, the way to quit smoking is you need to be off nicotine. You need to kick the nicotine habit. So how the hell do you kick the nicotine habit if you're getting nicotine patch and nicotine gum? So, you know, don't have false hopes, because then you're not going to want to quit when it doesn't work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, as well as 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays. If you ever can't reach me, please email me at drdahlia.com. If we are not live, you can still call into our answer line and we will play your call on the next live show at 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. You can follow us on Twitter and at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Always nice to connect. Every now and then I yell at my patients on Facebook, like I had to yell at today, because people are calling and texting me for prescriptions without coming in, and they know better. Don't be getting me in trouble. I'm not going to be calling in your hemorrhoid cream just because you Facebook me and you poked me, or you super poked me, or you liked one of my posts. Ain't going to happen, people. So I had to kind of yell at some of the patients online. But for the most part, so far, so good. Remember, we do have an iPhone app, and we do have an Android app. So you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. Get up to date on your medical news, as well as any of your medical questions that you might have given us. And you missed hearing us because we answered your question when you weren't listening live. I try not to let that happen. I usually try to play it when I think you guys are listening based on when the call comes in. But still, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was really thrilled with the Oscars yesterday. You know, I'm not really big on Oscars because many times I don't watch the movies, because I usually wait for the movies to come out on DVD or be cheaper. All right. And luckily, my husband and I were able to break away so I could finally see Argo. I told you guys I saw that. And that was phenomenal. I still wanted to see Lincoln. Life of Pi, I didn't know. It looks like that would have been a good movie. I just didn't know if that would be too heavy. Remember, my days are pretty heavy. I deal with a lot of heavy subjects throughout the day, whether it's on air, whether it's at work. So usually I want stupid funny when I go to the movies, okay? Like a movie like Ted, for me, was probably my favorite movie last year. In the bunch. Yes, Argo was good. I know if I finally see Lincoln, I'm going to love it. Les Mis, I know I would love Les Mis. But again, I got to have money to go to the movies because, you know, you easily drop $60 when you take the kids. But B, I just need kind of stupid funny. So Ted, to me, got thumbs up. And Seth MacFarlane, I guess, is the one that does Ted. He's the one that does Family Guy, American Dad, or American Family. And he was the one hosting. I thought he was brilliant. It's funny. He looks like he's 18 years old, but he's around my age. I think he's like 39. I know, I'm 41. Okay, I'm older than him, but still. And I thought he did a good job. Of course, people thought he stunk. People thought he was offensive. But remember, the reason why they used him is because the Billy Crystals, the Steve Martins, the older type of Oscar hosting, they wanted to kind of shy away from. They wanted to get younger viewers. They wanted to try to get the younger demographics. And the funny thing is I think it worked. When my kids heard that Seth MacFarlane was hosting the Oscars, they have never showed any interest. Now, yes, they had me fast forward because we came home late celebrating my husband's birthday, so I fast forwarded past, you know, who won for film editing and who won. Now, mind you, whoever does win for sound editing or film editing, those are huge jobs. Okay, take it from me working in radio. Whoever does editing, it is a huge job. But I know many of you guys make fun of it and you don't care and you only want to wait till the end to find out who won Best Actor and Best Movie and Best Director. So we fast-forwarded that, and I just let them see the clips. And one of the the highlights of the show was his I Saw Your Boobs song. Basically, Seth MacFarlane runs around singing about how he saw Anne Hathaway's boobs in one movie, Halle Berry's boobs in another movie, and it was actually pretty funny. And, of course, people on CNN today were like, I was offended. And, I mean, come on. The fact that people are talking about it means it was a success. Now, personally, I think the Oscars do have a lot to be desired. Because you got these good movies up against each other, and how do you even pick? And, I mean, again, nobody thought of Ted. Okay, remember, Ted really should have been up there. But anyway, Best Picture did go to Argo. And I think well-deserved. Let's see. Best Actor went to Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. Best Actress went to Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook. Now, this is interesting. Okay, Jennifer Lawrence. The other thing I think I notice with these Oscars is if somebody had a real phenomenal movie or a phenomenal year, then they're probably going to win it for whatever movie they were in that was up for Oscars. You notice that? Because I think people loved Hunger Games so much, And Jennifer Lawrence did such a good job in Hunger Games that you really couldn't give her an Oscar for Hunger Games, so they gave it to her for the Silver Linings Playbook. I have no idea if she was that good, but I do know she's a good actress. So sometimes I notice that. You have a good year, they'll just give you the Oscar for that. Let me see. Actress in a supporting role went to Anne Hathaway for Les Mis. You knew she was going to win that one. I think she did a phenomenal job. Just not, I didn't see Les Mis yet. I'm hearing you got to be careful seeing the Les Mis movie, because if you love the play, you're going to be disappointed with the movie. And that's, you see what I mean? For somebody who's never seen the play, they're going to love the movie because Les Mis is phenomenal. But if you're used to seeing the play, you're going to see the movie and go, uh-oh, no, no, no. So, I haven't seen it yet. And again, yes, saving money. Then I guess best animated film, Brave. Don't know much about that. Directing, Life of Pi, Ang Lee. Everybody thought Steven Spielberg would get it for Lincoln. But remember, if Steven Spielberg got a lot, they may be slowing down on Steven Spielberg. Okay? You know, people, you know, it's interesting. Tom Hanks had won, I think, 2 Oscars in a row. I don't really remember my Oscar history that much, and I apologize. But he had won for Forrest Gump, and I think he won for Saving Private Ryan. Now, Castaway is up. Now, my former partner at the office had brought this up. He goes, how does a man not win an Oscar for doing a whole third of the movie with no dialogue? Right, like Castaway was. I think one of Tom Hanks's most brilliant movies, in addition to Forrest Gump, was Castaway. But he didn't win the Oscar. He couldn't win the Oscar because he had already won 2 in a row. So, you know, keep in mind, that kind of stuff I think happens. You know, he should have won. I mean, you should win for what you did. But if he already had 2 in a row, that would have made him 3 in a row. I don't think the Academy was ready to do that. Just like I don't think the Academy is ready to award me anything. I mean, you would think that I could do an Academy Award winning performance, but they're probably like, Dahlia, too controversial, too right-winged. So I don't get it. I don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But, you know, some of you that were kind of concerned with us moving towards a more edgy type of Oscars is the whole giving into society, okay? We have a very different society now than we did 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, okay? It's okay on TV to say boobs. It's okay to use foul language on TV. It's okay for, in prime time, women to touch each other's breasts on primetime TV. All right? Being homosexual is not taboo anymore. It's revered. Our society is changing. And some of you are like, I want to go back to the way things were in terms of, let's keep it clean. Do things always have to be dirty? You know, I mean, remember when we'd watch a movie in the 70s, Burt Reynolds would say a bad word and it would be hilarious. Or Blazing Saddles was so evolutionary because of some of the risque nature. Yet nowadays, like with Hangover or whatever, there's just nothing that's left to the imagination anymore. Cuss words and body parts. I mean, it's not even rated X. You're seeing rated X type stuff in these movies that are now just out there. So, you know, I get it. I get how, you know, and it's just, you know, where we're going. But in terms of Seth MacFarlane, I think he did a phenomenal job. I was entertained. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe. God bless.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans, and it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.